Thank you, Lord, that we can come together this morning. We just call upon your anointing, your Holy Spirit, to minister to us, that we may be able to receive from you, Lord, everything you have for us, Lord, this morning. Lord, open our mind, touch our hearts, quicken, Lord, our body. Lord, we just depend on you. We need, Lord, your touch, and we need your anointing. Because, Lord, in ourselves, we cannot do the things that we are called to do, but in you, Lord, we can do more than that. We are more than conquerors. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we've been talking about authority for a long time. And I hope that you start understanding some of the scriptures that deal with authority. Essentially, everything has to do with God, has to do with authority. And everything that we receive from God comes from His authority and His power. Now, I announced a few weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, I think, that I was feeling the Holy Spirit to direct me to start talking about the operation of the Holy Spirit today in us. So we are going to move in that direction because the Holy Spirit and authority are connected together. We have authority to operate in the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is the power of God working in us, the manifestation of the power of God working in us. But we have been given the authority to call upon that and to put it in operation. Nothing that Jesus did, miracles-wise, when we was on earth, was the power of the Holy Spirit who was working in him. And he had the anointing to do that. The same anointing is in us today to operate and to have the Holy Spirit working in us. And so, you see, when we start understanding how this works, you come to realize it doesn't depend on you anymore. It's Him in you that makes the difference. Paul talks about the mystery of the ages. Essentially, most of his epistles that deals with that. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when we really got the revelation of that, so that we understand what it has connected, and this is, you know, it's a mystery that the world cannot understand. But when we start to even get a little bit of understanding in this area, it changes everything in our walk, in our success in being the way God wants us to be, in the victory that we need to have. And the Holy Spirit is the key to all the power that we have. Our connection with the Holy Spirit is the key. The ability to connect with Him and to understand how we depend on the Holy Spirit to be able to do the things that God wants us to do. And now the Holy Spirit establishes a completely different level of walk in our life. So this is just starting an introduction. So the way I want to do is to go back to Jesus. Because, you know, this is the way we learn. Because that's the way He operated. You know, His ministry is so important to us. From many point of view, and he did so many different things as he was down here and even today. But I want to just start with looking at Jesus' ministry so that we have the background to understand how the Holy Spirit, the role and the operation of the Holy Spirit in you and me. Because when we understand that, then we can operate. You see, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not the end of the story. They are just the beginning. And at the same time, they're very important because they help us to experience things that otherwise would not be possible, and that enables us to grow. Without the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in us, we cannot really grow properly. And the reason for that is that, you see, anything that we develop or grow into doesn't come by theory, it comes by experience. And the whole gift of the Holy Spirit, because they are gifts, they are not something that we do ourselves, give us that experience in the spiritual realm to be able to understand the way God works. It enables us to break through in ways that otherwise would not be possible, that is not just reading a book or listening to a sermon that we can get. We need to have personal experience about God's power and operation of the Holy Spirit in us to be able to develop in the people that God wants us to be. See, the final goal for God are the fruit of the Spirit in us. When we get there, the gifts are going to be almost superfluous because we are operating there all the time. I want to start with Luke chapter 4, verse 16, because this is really the proclamation of Jesus' ministry. And it shows us something important that applies to him but applies to us. The Holy Spirit that is in you. I want to keep this scripture, Romans 8:11, in your heart, in your mind. Okay. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, is the same Spirit that dwells in you. Anything that did ever is there too already in you, because it's the same Spirit. See, that Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. It is inside you. That experience in the Holy Spirit is there too. I leave this for now, because I want to just plant the seed there. Now, here it says, and so he, Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was under the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. You see, there was a purpose in him. He just knew what he was doing, and he was doing, and he was following that. And says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. It talks about two things here, in just this first part of the verse. First, it's talking about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Okay, the Holy Spirit was upon him. Okay, and then it goes, because he has called me. See, that's the reason. Because he has anointed me, which is the same thing. See, the anointing, what was the anointing in the Old Testament? The old anointing of the Old Testament, somebody was called to be a priest, they anointed him. So the anointing was nothing else than the symbol or the evidence of the calling that this person had. Okay? So it says, and because he was called, then the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. There is a consequence there. We often try to get the anointing of God. And you cannot get the anointing of God. It's there because you are called. And it doesn't go because you don't feel it or don't feel him. If you are called, then you have the anointing when you need it. When there was a need, Jesus didn't have to go and pray for half an hour or 2 hours in the back room, but he didn't pray to get the anointing. He always was anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I am anointed. Hello? You know, sometimes we try to get from God things that he has already done. If you are called, if that means, you know, the same thing, if you are called, you are anointed. When are you anointed? You are anointed when you are called, when you respond to the call of God, when you are born again. If you are born again, then you are called and you are anointed, and then the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You don't need to go around to get it. It's there because it's inside you. All the time. If you feel him or you don't feel him, doesn't make any difference. You don't go by the way you feel that particular moment. You go by the fact that he is there because he said he's there. He came in you when you were born again. Is that so? Are you the temple of the Holy Spirit? You don't need to go around looking for him someplace. He's inside you. The only thing that you have to learn to do is to connect with that reality. You see, you have the choice to live in the flesh or live in the spirit. Live in communion with him or live following all the desires of the flesh or the ideas that anybody comes around. But he's there. And he's not there just for the sake of being there. He's the sake for the purpose of empowering you. And he wants to manifest himself, to operate. He wants you to do the same thing that Jesus did. See, the mystery of the ages, the key of the message from Paul is that Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the anointing of the Holy Spirit going inside you, operating in you, that makes all the difference. So let me continue this scripture. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, the good news to the one that need it. Has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. This is talking about what that Holy Spirit work is to do. To proclaim liberty to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind. See, here is even not even talking about physical thing. Mostly it's talking about spiritual thing, because all the physical thing are the result of spiritual thing. And to set at liberty those who are oppressed. That's the physical part. See, the oppression of the enemy is what put problem on you. But because to get to that place, you need to preach the good news. You have to preach the truth. You have to preach that God has set them free. Because he has done it already. The door of the prison is open. They had to get out of there. And sometimes you have to pull them out to be able to, for them to come out. Because they don't see it. Is the anointing that you have, the call that is in you, the Holy Spirit power that is in you that enables you to perform the things that need to be done for that to happen. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You see the bondage, see that was acceptable year of the Lord, was the Jubilee, was the every 50 years, you know, that what happened is that all the slaves were set free. And people get that they were slaves, there was a reason. You know, they got themselves in trouble. That's why they were slaves. Okay, they got in debt, they did the wrong thing. But God set in such a way that even in that case, he came to set them free. That's the blessing, that's the good news. Doesn't matter what happened before, he came to set you free and came for you to go and set other people free. But not by your own strength, not by your own ability, but by the power of the Holy Spirit within you. And he closed the book and gave back to the attendants that sat down. The eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. See, this is really the ministry that Jesus had, and is really the same ministry that we have also. It's nothing different. If you are born again, you have the call and the anointing, and the Holy Spirit is inside you. Now, there are two aspects of the Jesus ministry on earth that are key, that we need to understand. The first one is that Jesus was our example. He operated as a man. When he came, you know, the Ephesus, he gave up all his powers and authorities and things, you know, he was operating by the Holy Spirit. This is expressed clearly in Acts 10:38. It says, and God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. You see, the anointing or the call that he was talking about before, you know, this is what is anointing for? With the Holy Spirit. So was the Holy Spirit operating in Jesus. And with power. The power is the power of the Holy Spirit. Went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. So his ministry on earth, there was the example for us. Was the fact that he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. This is also when we have the Holy Spirit in us, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to spread to others the blessings of the freedom and the ability to connect with them and the healing and whatever. No, it's not God making people sick. I mean, otherwise Jesus was going always against the will of God. Instead, Jesus did the will of God, implemented the will of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, because God was with him. Otherwise, he was breaking God's will all the time. All these people, that they got all this lesson to learn, and he was removing the lessons. Now, this was the first thing. And he was breaking through his power, through his authority, actually to the authority, the power of the Holy Spirit was working with him, because he was anointed with Holy Spirit and power. So he exercised the authority that he had because of the call that he had. Okay, he exercised his authority and manifested in his power to break the power of the oppressor, the power of the enemy. See, anybody that is sick is oppressed. And the what God calls us to do is to break that oppression. But one of the things that was evident in Jesus' life and ministry is that he operated with authority. Even the one that didn't like him recognized that. You know, for example, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, you know, and he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You see, it wasn't just theory, there was power beyond his word. He knew what he was doing. And when they questioned him, they questioned what? His authority to do what he was doing. You know, for example, in Matthew 21, 23 says, and now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? And you remember the way I just answered, tell me this, I want to tell you what, you know, the way Jesus did all the time. He didn't give a straight answer. See, that is the authority that we also have and we had to exercise. And this is the way we are called to operate. This is why it's so important to understand authority and to understand that when we have understand authority, we understand faith. You know, the centurion was the one that surprised even Jesus because he understood authority. He said, I have not seen anyone, not even in Israel, with such a great faith. I mean, not even his apostles and his disciples were able to have that kind of a faith. So that's why the concept, the idea beyond authority, have been going on for such a long time. And I feel I don't want to leave almost that topic because it's so important that, you know, you can talk about the Holy Spirit, but you are not going to get the ability and the understanding to operate in that dimension unless you understand authority. When you pray for people and you come against the symptoms, and you said the symptom, pain or whatever it is, cancer, go in Jesus' name. It's not you. You are just like the policeman coming there and stopping the car coming along and says, stop. But that's not the power to stop him physically. Well, you are not the power to do anything to that person, but it's the spirit in you that has the power to heal them. No one can heal anybody but God, who is the source of life. The thing is that as we are filled with Him, God in us, then we can do the same thing that Jesus did. But you know, that involves more than agreeing with the theory. There is to be a transformation that takes place inside. The very moment when you are born again, the very moment when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the very moment when you are changed and your faith level grows up because of your experience of God, Holy Spirit working in you. See, that one makes a difference. And some of the understanding come only as experience after that you have been operating in the gifts. That's why I want to stressing the gifts to a degree, because you know, it's not, you can listen to me until I don't have any more voice, but if you don't start operating in the gifts yourself, you are never going to be able even to hear what I'm saying. Are you following what I'm saying? So I want to see that happening. I want to see that you have the experience to be able to move on and not struggle with your Christian walk, but to have a manifestation of the victory that should be in us as people that are called and anointed. Matthew 21:21. You know, says there, Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree." And this is talking about the fig tree, you remember? That the fig tree says, you know, be cursed. "But we also say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. It will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." See, he's talking, it's not just, I'm trying to believe here. You see, it's not you doing it. It's the Holy Spirit working in you that is going to bring it to pass. So it's as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, as you, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, that is going to be manifested in the things, the results that you can get as you allow Him to do the things He wants to do. So even mountain can be moved. Nothing is impossible to you. Praise the Lord. So you see, there are this component here, the Jesus ministry, that, you know, the anointing is upon me, that is nothing else for our example. And we can look at Jesus and see the way He operated and learn from Him to operate the same way with some experience that we had to get. But that wasn't quite enough. He did more than this. He did more than just being our example. See, he was our substitute. That's the second part of the ministry on earth. He died on the cross for us so that we can operate in that kind of an authority. He didn't die for us on the cross so that we can go to heaven. He had much more of a purpose that foresaw us some time to go to heaven. He gave us the authority so that we can spread the good news and bring others into the kingdom. This is the purpose. So he did more than just being an example. He took our place so that we can be forgiven. That's the key for us to be able to manifest the Holy Spirit. See, that's the basis. Jesus established something different in our relationship with God that wasn't available before. The New Testament is not just a new section in the Bible. It's a new covenant between man and God, or God and man. And it's not even our covenant. That's the interesting part. It's Jesus' covenant. It's not that we establish a covenant with God. It's Jesus establishes covenant and we come under his covenant. See, this is why we have to be in Christ to have that kind of experience and relationship. This is why we had to go through him to be able to get to God. He is the only intermediary. He is the only one that comes between us and God. He is the one that enables us to have the power of God inside us, enabling us to do the things that he did. Because he could do it before, because there was no any blockage between him and God. Now, for us, this bad blockage is being removed because of what he has done, so that we can have the same relationship with God that Jesus had. Amen. I mean, that makes all the difference. When you start realizing and understanding that, and you start allowing that become a reality in your thinking, in your motivation, in your life in general, everything changes. And the Holy Spirit can start operating in you and manifesting things that are not human, are superhuman. We are not called to be mere men or women. This is what the good news gives us. This is so exciting. No? Are you following me? This is the direction we are taking. Okay, this is what I want to get to. I want to motivate you to open up to the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that you can start experiencing what God wants you to experience, so that you can break through the blockages and the resistance and the mind strongholds that are there, so that you can move into where God wants you to be, which is really the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, so that he can flow in you all the time. Are we going to take this trip together? That's really what I want to see. You know, and I talk about authority, it was so important, and just keep meditating on that. But this is, we want to maybe later on go into all the things that we are in Christ. But for the moment, I want to really focus on the gifts, because they're going to be able to enable us to move into what we are in Christ in a way that otherwise our mind cannot achieve. It's not in our mind that we can break through. We need the Holy Spirit power, anointing. And we have to learn to realize that we don't have to go someplace to get the anointing. We don't need to go to somebody to get the anointing. We need to receive Jesus in our heart, and the anointing is going to be there. We can rest then and allow to come into that reality and come in contact with us. We don't need to go places, we have to go inside. Because he's there. And if he's there, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body in all the ways, including physical healing. Breaking bondages. Taking off limitations. Breaking addiction. Changing the way you think. Learning to relate to situations in life that you couldn't do before. That's the power of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, that's the first one on this new series. And just hold on. We'll continue next week. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. And thank you for the gift and the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. Thank you that, Lord, as we allow your Holy Spirit to guide us, you bring us into freedom, you bring us into understanding, and you bring us into power. Not our power, but your power. We, Lord, start walking in the kingdom now. And we thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.